Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this kind of ties into what we're going to talk about. According to Pew Research, 62% of Americans now say, let's legalize this stuff.
The 38% who don't are in the Connecticut legislature.
But it's primarily the older you are, the less likely you are to be for it. The younger you are, gee, guess what? Which kind of brings us to this, Joe.
Yeah, we've got Attorney Steve Latanzio with the Labor Department's Office of Program Policy talking about marijuana in the workplace. What every employer should know, the topic of an October 18th workshop. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ray. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to have you guys on.
Jody Ambrosio with you here. It's Steve. Marijuana in the workplace, if it's not legal in the state, how can it be legal in the workplace?
Well, it is legal in the state for medical marijuana.
Okay. There you go.
So, right. So there's a big difference between medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. Go ahead.
Well, no, Steve, I just wanted to ask you, Counselor, what would happen? Okay, let's go ahead with the ramifications now. If you have a legitimate legal reason to use it for medicinal purposes, which is growing every year, can you actually smoke it at work? Can you as an employer punish somebody?
Well, okay, yes. As an employer, you can. You cannot use. The palliative use is not permitted on the job and in the workplace. Plus, an employer can always discipline or regulate any employee for being under the influence of any intoxicating substance, marijuana, alcohol, drug, anything.
So that pretty much, so the rules are pretty strict, aren't they, about how it can be used in the workplace?
Correct. So what this is designed to do is to treat marijuana as any other type of legitimate drug. So if somebody uses it the night before, And the dicey part of this is, let's say the night before, or marijuana stays in your system for 30 days.
Right.
You do a job interview on day 29. If you are sent for a pre-employment drug test, you are going to have a positive result. So what this is designed to do is to treat it like any other drug, and when it's sent, it gets complicated. But a medical review officer, like the one we're going to have on our panel next week, if they talk to the employee and they say, there's a positive test here. Can you explain it? Yes, I can. I have a valid registration certificate. Then what that MRO, that medical review officer, is supposed to do is change that result from positive to a negative and report a negative to the employer, and both sides are supposed to go away happy.
Is that already in a statute?
It is. It's the effect of the statute, which and I am a government employee, but I will say that our particular medical marijuana statute might be the best piece of legislation on marijuana in the country.
Why so?
Somebody went through it and dotted the I's and crossed the T's. They really did try to strike the balance between employee and employer interest with that statute.
Yeah, that was a question I had, earlier this morning, exactly that. And, if in fact, you test positive, then that gets you a problem. But apparently that has been, if you have your note from your doctor or whatever, a permit to use marijuana, then you, in fact, you're okay, right?
You are. Each side, say the employer and the medical doctor, is trying to shift the risk. If the doctor reports it as negative, but he has a belief that the person, the employee, is in like a safety sensitive position, mm-hmm. what he can do is kind of hedge, report it negative, but say, employer, you probably ought to do a fitness for duty test on this person because of the nature of their job.
Attorney Steve Latanzio from the Labor Department's Office of Program Policy with us talking about the workshop they're holding on October 18th entitled Marijuana in the Workplace, What Every Employer Should Know. What other type of things, Steve, are you going to try to get across at that workshop?
Well, we're going to have two very good guests, like I mentioned. One is the medical review officer, which is Dr. Matthew Lundquist. He's a medical director at Middlesex Hospital. And it's unusual to have someone there that has this kind of hands-on, day-to-day testing type experience. And with him is going to be a human resources director of the town of Stratford, Ron Ng, who deals with these human relations type issues every day.
You know, I was curious because, and I think it's good that you have that particular waiver, that you have that provision in the bill, at least for medicinal marijuana, in that it would seem to me if you were penalized for using marijuana when there's a medical need for it, now we're kind of getting into the ADA here.
Correct. Very much so. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that it's an entirely different situation under federal law. Federal law does not recognize marijuana as having any medical use at all. It's a controlled substance. One, it's criminal activity. God. And if it's a federal job or a federal test or federal funding, that medical review officer does not have to change the result from positive to negative.
So, Steve, if I were a marijuana user, could I get a job with the State Labor Department?
Yes, you could.
Oh, I could?
You could.
Okay, well, I know you,
I'd
Steve.
I'd like to believe you could.
If people are interested in attending the workshop, how do they go about doing that?
Yep. Again, it's a week from this Thursday, October 18th. You can register online at a website called www.eventbrite.com.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
EventBrite.com. It's only $25. The Labor Department puts on many of these legal seminars annually. And it's $25 plus breakfast for 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. Food included?
And what time does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. Registration from 8:30 to 9:30.
All right. O'clock. Very good.
Steve, thanks for being
on. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Thank
nice
you.
Talking to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.